Another active week in the Senate. The memorial service was what kicked things off for the Missouri Senate this week.
We started off the week with a memorial service to honor senators who have died. Actually, it had been over 25 years since we had actually had a memorial service like that. And so there were some 60 senators, men and women, that were recognized. Very meaningful service, and a lot of family members from deceased senators were here. In particular, Ike Skelton was from the 21st Senatorial District. And so we read each senator's name, then we answered their roll call. And so when they mentioned Ike Skelton's name, I was able to say here and then place a rose near the dais to basically symbolize his service to the Missouri Senate. He was in the Senate for 6 years.
Also, the time of year for the Senate where we see a lot of visitors from the district.
Oh, gosh. This week was a very, very busy week. We had a group from Ray County, mainly Richmond, Missouri, Chamber of Commerce. They came down, spent the day. The FFA chapters from Concordia and Odessa, they were here. And then just a lot of other guests. And so my thought is when people make the trip to come to the Capitol, it's very important to meet with them and to try to make the Capitol fun and interesting for them and to visit with them. And sometimes you have to sandwich those little impromptu visits among other activities that you're doing, but it's very important, and I always love having people come to the Capitol.
Warrensburg Day is always a big event coming up to the end of session, and this time it's in April instead of May.
April 23rd is going to be Warrensburg Day at the Capitol, and KOKO radio station is going to have a live remote all morning. What we try to do is get legislative leaders as well as our elected officials to come and talk to the radio station that day. And already confirmed for that day, we have the Speaker of the House, Tim Jones, the floor leader of the House, John Deal, the Senate floor leader, Ron Richard, the minority Senate leader, Jolie Justice, State Auditor Tom Schweik, Denny Hoskins, who's the pro tem, and local state representative, and then we have the state treasurer, Clinton Zweifel, and Secretary of State, Jason Kander, so far. And we'll have some surprises. Also that day, the UCM Mules are going to be in the Capitol, so we're going to honor them, so probably talk to Coach Anderson as well. So it'll be an exciting day, and looking forward to that.
I believe the Senate Appropriations Committee is, if they haven't finished with it, they're close to it, I believe, and we may actually see full Senate budget debate next week.
Right now, the Senate Appropriations Committee is gathering information and getting final numbers on certain things. Gosh, just about 10 days ago, we had a major fire at the Highway Patrol in their garage. They're trying to assess the damage of that, and that's going to be something that we have to plug into the budget. So I think that was one thing that's held it up a little bit. Next week, when we come back, the Appropriations Committee, which I serve on, will, I think, have about 47 line items that are still open for discussion out of 1,500. So most of our job is done, but still have a few things to decide. Once those numbers are finalized, then that will go to the entire Senate for their consideration. So that'll probably happen the week after that. So, you know, we're well on pace to getting the budget done on time.